Okay, well, without further ado, we have a very timely topic today from Ben Morse at Leon Akala. He's going to discuss with us elections, do's and don'ts. If you read Ben's bio, there's a lot of words that I don't understand because it's a bunch of bonds and election and really hard kind of math adjacent stuff, but I'm really excited to get to hear what he has to say. So without further ado, Ben.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Good morning, everyone. I'm Ben Morse. I'm a partner at Leon Alcala. And I'm going to be talking a little bit this morning about election do's and don'ts. As Corey said, it's timely because today is actually the deadline to call a special election. So I've been very busy. What happened to my voice is I had a little bit of a sore throat, and I've been on the phone and in board meetings nonstop for the last couple of weeks. So my voice was actually significantly worse yesterday. I'm happy that you can even hear me talking because you really couldn't yesterday. So a little bit about my background. I typically describe myself as a public finance lawyer. The bulk of my career has been really focused on that. I've always had a big kind of emphasis on school financings. And the reason why a public finance lawyer might have any kind of insight on elections is that many bond transactions need to be authorized by voters at an election. So in 2023, I worked on 20 different bond elections and 5 vaders. And then in May of this year, we already have 20 different elections we're working on. So even though I call myself a bond lawyer, a public finance lawyer, probably more than half of what I do is really working on elections. So kind of really what we're going to be talking about today is I would say election communications and the do's and don'ts related to communications. And the conundrum is that elections are extremely important to school districts, administrators, and their constituents. So districts have a lot they want to say about elections, but there are various statutes that will limit a school district's communications with voters about their elections. That doesn't mean the districts can't say anything, that they should freeze up about communicating with their voters, because they do have a very important role in the process, and that's to provide facts to voters so that they can make an informed decision about their elections. So again, I think they should, really the district's goal in the process should be informing their voters. So the relevant prohibitions, the most important one I would say is the first, and that's what we'll spend most of this morning on. That's section 255.003, specifically discussing the unlawful use of public funds for political advertising. A similar prohibition is in chapter 11 of the Education Code, which prohibits trustees from electioneering with district resources. And then we'll also be talking about a secondary prohibition in section 255.003 related to false statements regarding measures. And we'll touch very briefly on penal code provisions. So section 255.003, what that prohibits is an officer or employee of a political subdivision knowingly spending or authorizing the spending of, quote, public funds for political advertising. So a couple of notes. The first is that it definitely applies to board members and school district employees. And it also applies to school districts as well as other political subdivisions like junior college districts, cities, counties. The two important terms in that prohibition, though, are public funds and political advertising. And so we'll dive more deeply into those now. Okay, so political advertising really has kind of two pieces to it. The first is the content of the communication. It's a communication that supports or opposes a candidate or a measure. So that's the content. And then the second part is the medium that it appears in. So you'll note the first two really kind of describe what you would consider traditional advertising. In return for consideration published in a newspaper or other periodical, or in return for consideration are broadcast on radio or television.